This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady, represents his state's 8th Congressional District, member of the House Ways and Means Committee, and he's also the top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee. We want to get his reaction today to the latest job numbers from the Department of Labor showing a steady 9.6 unemployment rate, but an overall job loss of 95,000. An uptick, though, in the private sector of 64,000 jobs. Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, Greg, thanks for having me.
What's your read on today's numbers?
Well, it's more disappointing news. Losing 95,000 more jobs is never a good thing. A good part of them are census jobs that are coming off the rolls, you know, which we expected. But I think the point is the economy isn't getting worse, but it's not getting better either, and that's not good enough. I think the president is, unfortunately, stuck on the stimulus, while Congress continues its job-killing agenda. And the question really is, how many more of these disappointing jobs reports will American workers tolerate before they demand a change in what's going on in Washington?
In his comments today just outside Washington, the president said the numbers aren't what he'd like to see, but he says this year we have seen a growth of over 850,000 jobs in the private sector. He contrasted that with the hundreds of thousands of jobs being lost in the private sector when he took office. And he also said the numbers of government workers laid off at the state and local level would be much worse had the Congress not passed the emergency aid over the objection of congressional Republicans. And he went after what he called the partisan minority again. What do you make of his arguments?
You know, I think the president's making up numbers at this point. Fact is, here we are 15 months after the session ended, and we have fewer workers, 400,000 fewer workers than before, and unemployment has grown higher. Worse than that, consumer confidence is actually lower now in America than it was before the stimulus. So by every measurement in the economy, the stimulus has been a failure, and the president's policies have not worked either.
Congressman, what are you telling your constituents in your campaign about what we'll see, what they will see if Republicans have the majority again? I know the Pledge to America is out there, which is a little bit more of a blueprint than a detailed look at the economic agenda. But what are the bullet points?
Well, you know, the American public's lost confidence in this president's ability to handle the economy. So have job creators along Main Street. As Republicans, we're going to restore that confidence. First, taking tax increases off the table permanently so businesses and families can invest with confidence. Lowering taxes on small businesses so they can keep more of what they earned, rehire those old workers, start making those new investments. Then I think the key so that families will have more confidence is to have to announce a serious glide path back to a balanced budget, to a smaller government, so that families aren't worried about all these tax increases, all these new regulation, you know, and who's going to pay this debt back. Restoring consumer confidence and business confidence is key to the way the Republicans will govern.
Let's say you get those priorities. Let's say the Senate goes along with it, the president doesn't veto it, and those are implemented. There was obviously a lot of analysis of the president's projections if he got a stimulus. Unemployment wouldn't go above 8% and all sorts of things like that. What type of economic growth do you think we would see as a nation if the agenda you just articulated is put in the first few months of the new Congress?
It's hard to know. I think we're already seeing a stock market that anticipates Republicans governing at least one chamber and blocking some of the worst parts of the president's job-killing proposal. I think that's one of the reasons it's been flirting with 11,000 here this week. But I do know that anything below 2% growth is a stagnant economy. That's where we are today. So our first goal is get back into more of a sustained, solid recovery that actually creates jobs and gets unemployment rate down. I don't know what those numbers are. It would be difficult for anyone to predict, but we do know this. The stagnant economy we have today can't continue. We've got to get more growth into it.
Congressman, let me have you respond to one other Democratic argument, and that's that, yes, the growth is stagnant. Yes, perhaps even mistakes were made, although most aren't saying that, but they're saying the growth isn't what they'd like to see it as, but they say the alternative in this year's midterm elections is to go back to the party that got us into this position in the first place. How do you rebut that?
Well, this election is going to be all about the Democrats, the way they've run up this deficit, failed to get the economy going, and grown government to be involved, such as health care, in our most intimate health care decisions. So it's going to be about them. But I do know this. I took a look at the last 8 years, 8 years of the Bush presidency, you know, an average unemployment of 5.4%, more people working than they are today, a government that was about two-thirds smaller than it is today. You know, that president wasn't perfect, but there were a lot of things about the government much better than they are today. Republicans, the new Republican majority, is going to govern in a much different way, and I think the public's going to see that and is going to respond to it in the economy.
Well, we'll look forward to this debate playing out over the next couple of weeks here, Congressman, and then the voice that really matters, the voice of the voters, come November 2nd. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, sir. Texas Congressman Kevin Brady represents his state's 8th Congressional District. He is a member of the House Ways and Means Committee, and he's the top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.